The Bishop's Secret. Sophia Blake Mysteries. Olabusayo O. Aina. Copyright 2023. The characters and events portrayed in this book are fictitious. Any similarity to real persons, living or dead, is coincidental and not intended by the author. No part of this book may be reproduced or stored in a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording or otherwise, without express written permission of the publisher. Olabusayo Aina. www.olabusayoaina.com. There are some folks ordained to live exemplary lives for others to follow. They are role models. It is the calling. Only if that were true. Prologue. Ever since the 1st of October, there has been a series of ominous crimes. Murders so bizarre that even a well-decorated detective like Sophia Blake couldn't decipher them. Perhaps more sinister were the missing body parts on the remains of the victims. Eyes plucked out, genitals cut off, legs and hands amputated, it was indeed very worrying. And the fact that all corpses were found nailed to an inverted cross also brought shivers. No other detective wanted to take the cases. The sights were scary. Something about these murders just felt so wrong. 10 gruesome killings in a month, for a town that hasn't recorded any crime in the past 5 years. It was totally unacceptable. Everyone in the town knew each other. All are old faces. All, except Bishop Maxwell, who just moved into town about 5 weeks ago. It couldn't be him, could it? Thought Sophia. Whoever it was, the serial killer needed to be stopped, and stopped fast. Too many bodies were piling in Somerville. 1. Murder number 11. 4:30 a.m. the phone rang. Sophia was just about to get some sleep, before the call interrupted. With eyes all red, she crawled out of bed towards the bedside table where the phone was. Sophia had not been sleeping well of late. But how could she? She had 10 unsolved murders all within the last month. And worse, she had no clue who the killer was. No murder weapons at the crime scenes. No fingerprints were seen. It was as if a ghost had committed these murders. But the mere thought of such an assumption was ludicrous. Sophia was religious and devout, but she wasn't about to condescend into believing illusions and fantasies. Humans kill other humans. And that was that. "Where are you, Blake?" said the voice at the other end of the line. "Hey, Cap." "At home." "Was just about to get some shut-eye," replied Sophia. "Well, it's not gonna be now," said Captain Roberts. "Come down to the train station. We've got another one." Immediately, Sophia grabbed her leather jacket and headed out into the cold night. It was mid-October, and the autumn chill was at its best. The rains were also pouring down. "You'd think that the awful weather would perhaps make evil take a break," mumbled Sophia, as she got into her car and drove off to the train station. The station was a 10-minute drive from her home, and what she saw there was certain to give her chills for weeks to come. As usual, the whole team was at the crime scene. The wet floor had provided footprints and floor marks that would aid the investigation. It's one thing when a random unknown person gets killed, but when your goddaughter becomes a victim, it just got personal. Lily Driscoll was murder victim number 11. Sophia